Hi, Bob Rehm here with A Moment for Purity. Part of our makeup as human beings made and created in the image of God is that we have minds, wills, and emotions. Our mind obviously is the ability to think and understand. We have emotions we can feel and can hurt, and we can sense the feelings of others, and we can react hopefully appropriately toward those who are hurting. We also have wills, the ability to choose and to direct our steps. Pornography affects all aspects of our souls. It impacts our minds, darkening our understanding. It impacts our wills and it impacts our emotions. Today's verse is 1 Peter 2:11. It says, "Beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh that wage war against our souls." Pornography impacts every aspect of our souls. The nature of sexual sin acts as a hardening agent against our soul and particularly our emotions. Pornography strips the dignity and worth of our humanity. It lessens or cheapens others in our eyes, reducing them down to a collection of body parts for mere sensual and sexual pleasure. The worth of a person is only as valuable as they turn the consumer on. If the sex workers shown in the porn do not excite or titillate the user, then they're considered worthless. Studies have shown that consuming pornography is always progressive. It just merely reflects the eternal truths of the scriptures as found in Romans 6. It says, "Just as you once yielded yourselves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity." Yielding once makes it easier to yield the second time. And in the process of sin, sin is always growing and progressive. James 1 says, "Desire when it's conceived brings forth sin, and sin when it's full grown brings forth death." This growth process always ends in badly for us. For more information about devotionals, text the word purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, to 96362. That's purity to 96362.